Imagine what would happen if classes were canceled at your typical college or university. It might be a free-for-all, with students partying harder, staying up later. That's not the case at the Merchant Marine Academy, where about 1,000 students learn to operate and protect America's commercial and military ships on the high seas.
Well, right now we have soccer practice till 17:30, then we have dinner, and then mandatory study hours from 1900 till 2300, and everyone will be in bed, and then we'll wake up and repeat tomorrow.
Midshipman Kate McKenna says she and her classmates have had to take the reins since the shutdown started, even out on the athletic fields.
Every team is having a captain's practice, basically, so that we're prepared to go back to NCAA-sponsored activities when we're able to. Football will be practicing in a little bit. Men's soccer will be practicing. Cross-country is running over there.
Women's soccer, rugby, baseball. There are 18 varsity sports and other club sports at the school. A handful of teams, like swimming and wrestling, can't practice. Their facilities are closed due to the shutdown. But the rest can, with student coaches. On the baseball diamond, senior captain Warren Hartman is hitting fly balls to his teammates, standing hundreds of feet away in the outfield.
I think you'll be doing this more because it's fun since there's no coaches here?
I think they enjoy it. I think they enjoy running around right now. We have some steam to blow off.
It's a slightly different story on a nearby field, where the women's club soccer team is getting ready to scrimmage.
What are we doing? You want to play forward?
No, we need you a forward. You have to look at it.
Let's go.
Girls on three.
Girls!
Notice that brawny voice in the pregame huddle? That's because a group of male students has joined the practice for the first time. It's girls versus guys, except for senior Tom Johnson, who's tending goal for the women. When the players are down at the other end of the field, I ask him what it's like to be on campus with no classes and no professors.
I mean, I'm not mining right now. My test got canceled today, so.
Not everyone has such a carefree attitude. Kate McKenna describes the whole shutdown experience as super frustrating.
My education is completely going down the tube. I'm a senior. I'm supposed to graduate in 262 days. We have 4 weeks till the end of our trimester till we take finals, and I do not feel like we're going to be prepared, especially if this goes on any longer than a week.
Yeah, what's your message to Congress? You would like to, hello, I would like to go back to school?
Hello, I'd like to go back to school and just think about the example. I mean, they're training us here at the Merchant Marine Academy to be the future leaders of America, but it seems as if our leaders don't really have a great grasp on what they're doing.
I wasn't able to reach school administrators for this story. The press office is closed. If the shutdown does go on for longer than a week, the midshipmen will be given the option to leave campus until the federal government reopens. In this military world where discipline and certainty reign, the shutdown brings other uncertainties too. Like the question of what happens to the hundreds of midshipmen who are currently at sea. They're scheduled to come back November 1st, but there could be delays. Here in New York, junior Christopher Cook says there are things the midshipmen can't do on their boats in Long Island Sound as well.
Repair boats, maintain them, take them out on training trips to teach some of the underclassmen, ends up with the upperclassmen, what it's like to be out at sea on a boat, some of the organizational structure of a boat out at sea and things like that.
Instead, Cook and his classmates are cleaning their barracks. Not so much fun. As the shutdown continues, many midshipmen are getting more experience leading their peers on the athletic fields and elsewhere. But when it comes down to it, they'd really just like to get back to class. For WNYC, I'm Dan Tucker.